Today we come to a time when we have to summarize the series.
今日咧，我哋要嚟到呢度咧，系总结一下呢一个系列啦。
Let's turn to the New Testament scripture, to the book Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6.
请大家翻开新约圣经以弗所书第四章第二至六节。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一洗、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
This is one of the most important sections of the Bible that describes to you the main points of Christianity.
呢一段圣经好重要，讲紧俾我哋听基督教嘅主点系乜嘢。
We have seen one God is also called Father of all.
我哋睇到咧，一神就系我哋所称为嘅天父啦。
And then one Lord refers to Jesus.
又有另一个人物叫做一主，一主咧其实所指嘅系主耶稣。
We also see the term the Spirit.
但喺呢段里边咧，我哋都睇到另一个字眼咧，就系圣灵。
Actually, the term the Spirit occurs twice in this short section.
喺呢段短嘅经文里边咧，圣灵出现咗两次。
What is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是谁呢？
Sometimes the Holy Spirit is called simply the Spirit or God's Spirit.
有时圣灵咧就系简单被称为灵，或者咧叫做神的灵。
But what is God's Spirit?
咁神的灵又系乜嘢呢
？And there is another very famous phrase in the Bible: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
咁还有咧喺圣经里边有另外好出名嘅词语，就系父子圣灵。
So we want to study today what is the Holy Spirit.
所以今日咧，我哋又想去研读一下圣灵系乜嘢呢
？Let's begin.
我哋而家开始。
The Bible tells us God is Spirit.
圣经咧就话俾我哋听，神是个灵。
And therefore, anyone who wishes to worship God, he or she must do so in spirit.
所以任何一个人想敬拜神嘅话咧，佢必须系要用心灵去敬拜。
And I just quoted from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24.
首先的经文是取自约翰福音四章廿四节。
When I was singing with you a moment ago,
刚才我同大家一齐唱歌的时候
，Yes, I was using my voice.
我咧就是用我的嗓子啦。
Yes, I also use my eyes.
我当然用我双眼啦。
But most importantly,
但系最重要嘅
，I was using my spirit.
我系用紧我的心灵。
So the Bible says God is spirit.
所以圣经就话神是个灵。
The term the spirit refers to God when he moves.
灵就系讲紧神啦，当佢喺度有活动嘅时候咧，就被形容为灵啦。
The spirit refers to God when he moves and when humans can feel it and know that God is there.
当人可以感应到神嘅同在嘅时候咧，就系神喺度活动啦。
The Spirit describes movement of God, activity of God, power of God.
灵系喺度形容神嘅运动、神嘅活动、神嘅能力。
The Spirit is God Himself.
灵就系神本身啦。
The Spirit is not something or someone distinct from God.
灵咧并唔系神以外嘅另外一个个体。
Imagine the sun. Do you see the sun now? I don't.The window is too small.
大家想象一下个太阳，你见唔见到太阳啊？我见唔到喎，因为个窗咧太细啦。
But do you see sunlight?
但系你有冇见到阳光
？This room is being lit by electricity and also sunlight through those windows.
呢个房咧系亮嘅， 部分原因是因为有灯，另外就是因为有阳光。
This is a picture of God, but this is an imperfect picture.
这个就是描写神的一个图画了，但是不是一个完美的对比。
Like the sun, far away and very hot, we on earth can see its sunlight. We can feel its warmth.
正如太阳一样，太阳是很远和很热。我们在地球上是可以见到它射出来的光，我们感觉到它的温暖。
There is no one in this room will ever doubt that the sun exists.
我们没有一个人在这个房间是会怀疑太阳的存在。
Do you know anyone on the planet Earth who doubts about the existence of the sun? No.
你有没有认识的人呢？他是会怀疑太阳的存在呢？当然没有了。
But this analogy has one limitation.
但是这个对比有一个限制。
At least we can see the sun in a distance, but no one can see God during this life.
因为最少我们离远都会见到个太阳，但是没有一个人能够在今生里面见到神。
So if you say God is like the sun, well, at least I can see the sun, but I can't see God.
所以当你说神就好比一个太阳，但是起码我都能够见到太阳，但我就见不到神。
Now, this is why the Bible sometimes calls God the Spirit.
因此呢，圣经有时就会称神为灵。
I will explain to you why the Spirit describes God much better than the sun. Because...Like wind, God is invisible on the one hand, yet very real on the other.
我会解释给大家听，为什么用灵来形容神比起用太阳来形容神更好。因为正如风一样，一方面神亦看不到，但是你是会感觉得到。
So like wind, God is intangible on the one hand, yet you can feel him and know he exists.
咁就正如风一样咧，神咧系唔可以摸得到，但系你可以感觉到。
You see, the best way to understand what the Spirit is to know the term in Hebrew.
要去正确去明白灵系咩意思咧，我哋必须咧系要了解嗰个原文希伯来文。
The Bible was written in Hebrew, the language of the Jews.
圣经咧系犹太人嘅言语写成嘅，就系希伯来文。
And the New Testament scripture was written in Greek, the language of those days.
而新約聖經是用希臘文寫成的，希臘文是當時當代的一個語言。
What are the words in Hebrew and Greek for the Spirit?
靈、希伯來文和希臘文是什麼字呢？
In Hebrew, Spirit is the word Ruach.
希伯來文靈就是 Ruach.
A very interesting word indeed.
是一個很有趣的字。
You may wish to log on into the internet and find out the dictionary definition of the Hebrew word ruach.
或者你会想上网找一找这个希伯来原文 ruach 是什么意思？
R-U-A-C-H.
R-U-A-C-H.
The word ruach means breath.
这个字的意思就是气。
It also means air.
亦都系空气嘅意思。
It can also mean gentle breeze。
亦都可以解作微风。
And also means wind。
亦都可以解作风。
Sometimes it means storm。
甚至咧系暴风。
One Hebrew word means all these things。
一个希伯来文系包括以上咁多意思。
What is interesting that the same phenomenon happens in Greek language。
很有趣的就是同一个道理是希列文都会见到。
The Greek word for the spirit is pneuma. Pneuma means breath, air, gentle breeze, wind or storm.
希列文灵就是 pneuma 的意思，也是气、空气、微风、风、暴风。
This is the best way to understand correctly what the Holy Spirit is.
这样去明白圣灵是更加正确。
I repeat, like wind, God is invisible on the one hand, yet real on the other.
我再重复讲，就好似风一样，神是肉眼见不到，你摸不到，但你可以感应到。
God is intangible, yet you can feel him as he moves, and that you know God exists.
当神在活动的时候，虽然眼看不到，你摸不到，但你可以感应到，因此你就会知道神是存在了。
No one doubts that the sun exists.
没人咧会怀疑太阳存在。
But some people doubt God exists.
但有啲人会怀疑咧神嘅存在。
Today, by talking about the Spirit, I wish to explain to you God exists and you can feel after Him.
今天我去解釋靈的意思的時候，想讓大家知道神是存在的，並且你可以感應到祂。
Because God is Spirit, sometimes the Bible says the only God is invisible.
因為神是個靈，所以聖經就說神是不能看見的。
The fact that God is invisible doesn't mean that God doesn't exist.
神肉眼見不到，就不等於祂不存在。
Do you believe in air?
你相不相信有空氣？
Do you believe in breath?
你相不相信有氣？
Absolutely no one in this room doubt the existence of air.
我相信我们大家没有一个人会怀疑空气的存在。
You can't breathe without air. If you can't breathe a few minutes, you are done.
如果没有空气，你都呼吸不到。假如你不能够呼吸几分钟以上，那你就死了。
Air is inside your lungs now. Air is inside your mouth.The oxygen of the air is inside your brain cells now.
在你的肺部里面是充满了空气，你的口腔里面是充满了空气，空气里面的氧气是充满了你的脑细胞。
Sometimes when you eat too fast, air gets into your stomach also.
有时如果你吃一吃得太快，空气都会走入了你的胃部。
Yeah? And air is surrounding you everywhere.
空气是在你的周围的。
Without air, we can't survive.
沒有空氣的話，你生存不到。
But can you see air?
但你見不見到空氣呢？
You see the essential effects of air, but you don't see air.
見到的是空氣給你的很重要的作用，但你眼見不到空氣。
To use a Chinese saying, can you grasp wind with your hand?
你能不能用手去捕捉風呢？
Although you can't catch wind, you know you can feel the wind is blowing.
虽然你的手不能够捉住风，但你感应到它在这里。
For all these reasons, wind or air is a much better picture of God in the Bible.
为了这个原因，其实用风啊、空气来形容神是更加的贴切。
Now remember, when the Bible says God is spirit, it means God is like air, like wind.
大家记住了，当圣经讲到神是个灵，其实是讲紧它好像空气一样。
Read verse 6 one more time.
大家再睇下，睇下第六节，四章嘅六节。
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
一神就是一切的父，超乎一切之上，冠乎一切之中，也住在一切之内。
I said before, this is a very important description of God.
我以前讲过啦，呢一段圣经咧系好重要的一段经文嚟到形容神嘅。
First of all, one God, not many gods.
首先一神，不是多神。
You want to be careful with your words.
因为我们想用词谨慎。
True God, there is only one. Well,
真神只有一位。
Not true God, you can talk about many.
如果是假神，你可以讲很多。
But the one true God is above all and through all and in all.
但这位独一的真神是超乎一切的之上，冠乎一切之中，住在一切之内。
Observe carefully that there are two aspects of God contained in this description.
我在一段形容神的词语里面有两方面。
And one of these two aspects describes God as spirit.
其中一方面就是形容神为灵。
Aspect number one, to refer to the only true God who is invisible, who is beyond description of human language, who is beyond human imagination,Then the Bible will say, this one God is above all.
第一方面，讲到神是眼见不到的，不可言喻的，超乎人可以想象的。那么圣经就会讲，这位神就是超乎一切之上。
Whatever your eyes can see, a man, a woman, microphones, chairs and tables, whatever your eyes can see cannot be God, because the true God can't be seen with human eyes.He is beyond what your eyes can see.
你的肉眼能够见到的东西，无论是男啊、女啊、咪啊、凳啊，都不可能是神来的。真神是肉眼见不到的，是远远超过我们的肉眼能够见到的。
So the first description then refers to God who is above all.
那第一个形容神的词语就是神是超越一切之上。
The second aspect of God. To refer to God when humans can feel Him and know God is there, the Bible says the Spirit. Or in this verse 6, He will say God who is through all and in all.
神的第二方面呢? 当讲到神是可以俾我哋感应到、知道佢嘅存在嘅时候咧，圣经咧就会形容神为灵，就正如喺第六节所讲咧，形容神咧佢系观乎一切之中，即系佢穿梭于一切之中，亦都住喺一切之内。
Which means when God moves and works through all things and in everything, then the Bible says is spirit.
即是说,当神在一切之中穿梭,在活动的时候,圣经就会形容神为灵。Sometimes
the Spirit's movements are quiet and gentle.
有时神的灵的运动是很静,很温和。Other
times it is more powerful.
有些时候又是充满了能力。But
whether gentle or powerful, humans can feel and know that the Spirit is moving.
但不论温和还是很有能力，人是可以感应到神的灵在活动。Have
you felt God's Spirit movement?
大家有没有经历过神的灵的运动?
Have you?
你有没有经历过?
Think about your experiences.
你试试想想你自己的经历。
Your experiences in church.
在教会里面的经历。
At home.
在家里面的经历。
At school.
在学校里面的经历。
Think about your experiences when you're alone.
想想你自己一个人的时候你的经历。
Think about your experience when you're with people.
想想你和人一起的时候你的经历。
When there are weaknesses and you patiently forbear them, the Spirit of God is right there. And sometimes those involved can feel it.
当你见到有人有软弱，但系你好忍耐去接受接纳，神嘅灵就在当中，而嗰啲牵涉嘅人系会感应得到。
The Spirit is present when people forgive another person's feelings, and the person can probably feel it.
当一个人饶恕别人嘅过犯同埋失败嘅时候咧，神嘅灵亦都系喺度活动紧，而呢个人咧，多数都会感受得到。That's
why in verse 2 we read, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
因此我们在第二节就看到，第二节第三节说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Let's go forward to chapter 4, verse 31.
我们现在跳到去4章的31节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. And we'll read until chapter 5, verse 2.
4章31节。 我们一直就会读到去5章2节。
I'll ask Olive to read in Chinese.
31节。 一切苦毒、怒恨、愤怒、嚷闹、 毁谤，并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，全怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物。
Wherever there is love among people, the Spirit of God is present.
那裡有愛存在的時候，就即是有神的靈同在。This
explains why you like joining a certain church.
那可以解釋到為什麼你會特別喜歡參加某一個教會。What
you cannot express is that the Spirit of God is there in that church. The Spirit of God is present with such a church.
你的言语不懂得去描写，就是神的灵是在那个教会同在。When
the gospel of Jesus Christ is being studied properly, and when the Spirit moves, those present can feel the Spirit's presence.
当关于耶稣的福音是正确的去研读的时候呢，而又当神的灵在这里活动的时候，那些学习的人呢是会感应到神的灵在活动。
Although they may not know how to express it, they only feel that the study of the Bible is good and I'm learning something from it.
虽然可能他们不懂得用言语去表达，他就是觉得呢，啊，跟着读圣经呢，是很好的，我学到了一些东
西。When the people hear the Bible being taught, and they go home wanting to follow its direction, a direction that leads them to God and to love their fellow men, that's the time when the Spirit of God is present.
当人听到圣经，他亦都很想去跟从，带领到他们去到神那里，亦都去爱别人。这个时候呢，就是神的灵同在了。
He's moving and he's working.
他在这里活动着，他在这里工作着。
And when people continue to study the Bible and become aware of one's wrong, that's the moment the Spirit is speaking to you gently in your heart.
当人继续在这里学着神的话语，又觉悟到自己的错处，就是神的灵向着你的心灵在讲话，温柔的讲话。
I say gentle because the Spirit only wants to help people. He never wants to crush people, not to discourage people.
我讲到温柔是因为神的灵他只是想去帮助人，他不是想哭死人，他不是想令到人灰心，
not to trample a person down.
他不是想将人踩死踩低。
So when a spirit speaks to a person, it's very different from someone who criticizes you and puts you down.
所以当神的灵向人说话的时候，就同一个人批评别人就分别很大了。
The attitude is different. The tone is different.
因为那个态度是很不同，那个口气语气很不同。
You can feel the difference.
你可以感受到那个分别的。
The Spirit makes you aware of your sin, and yet He wants to lift you up.
圣灵是让你知罪，同时间他是鼓励你。
Now let's read verse 30 in chapter 4.
我们看看四章的三十节。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
When people are not willing to love or to forgive, the Spirit of God grieves.
当人不愿意去彼此饶恕同埋宽容嘅时候呢，神嘅灵喺度担忧。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节。
Do not quench the Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
What does it mean? Do not quench the Spirit.
咩叫做不要消灭圣灵的感动呢？
The word quench has to do with a candle or a fire.
消灭的意思呢，即是同一支蜡烛啊，或者火有关的。
Here, the Spirit of God is being described as a wick of a candle. This is to tell you the Spirit of God is very, very gentle.
这里圣灵被形容为灯芯、蜡烛芯，即是说呢，神的灵是很温柔。
In another portion of the New Testament is a description of Jesus, the man.
在新约的另一处形容耶稣这个人。
He says, God will put his Spirit upon Jesus.And he will not cry aloud. He will not quench a smoldering wick.
神就说我会将我的灵赐给耶稣，他是不会圈扬将残的灯火，他不会吹灭。
The same word quench is being used here.
在这里讲到同一个字，消灭或者吹灭。
Jesus, being full of the Spirit of God, is also very gentle.
耶稣是被神的灵充满，都是很温柔的。
When someone is very discouraged, Jesus will not crush him, criticize him.
当一个人已经很灰心的时候，耶稣是不会踩他的。
But here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, it is the Spirit of God who is telling someone, you have done wrong, but very gently. So soft is the Spirit's voice, is described as a wick.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书所讲的就是神的灵，他在说给人听，你做错了一些事，但他是讲得很温柔的，温柔到被形容为好像蜡烛芯。
And the Bible says, do not quench that small flame.
圣经就说你不要将这个甘微弱的火啊吹熄啊。
The Spirit of the Almighty God, when He speaks to you, is very soft. No wonder Christians worship him and love him.
我哋大能嘅神，当佢向你讲话嘅时候，佢系好温和嘅。唔怪得咧，基督徒爱佢、敬拜佢啦。
Have you experienced any of these?
你有冇经历过任何呢一种情况？
Let me summarize my first point. The Spirit is God Himself. It's not something or someone distinct from God.
让我总结一下第一点。圣灵就是神本人，并不是神以外的另一个个体。
No wonder when the writers of the Bible opens a letter, the writer would only mention two characters, not three.
就不怪得当圣经书信的作者一开场的时候呢，往往呢都是会用两个人物来到开始的。
For example,The Apostle Paul would say, Grace from God the Father to you and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is missing.
例如保罗写信一开始就会讲，愿恩惠平安就从我们的父神和主耶稣那里赐给你们。那一句句子里面，圣灵是没有写的。
It doesn't say, May grace come to you from God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit to you.
那他就不是说，愿恩惠从父神主耶稣还有圣灵赐给你们。
No, the Holy Spirit does not need to be mentioned.
没有，因为灵是不需要提的。
Because the Spirit is simply God himself.
因为灵其实就是神本身。
Now let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2.
现在我们翻开提摩太前书，提摩太前书第二章。
Chapter 2 and verse 5 and 6.
提摩太前书二章五至六节。
For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and mankind, Jesus Christ, himself a human.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是为人的基督耶稣。
So when the Bible says the Father in heaven, it refers to the one God. When the Bible refers to Jesus, it means Jesus is a man, the only one mediator between God and man.
当圣经提到天上的父呢，就是讲紧独一的真神了。耶稣呢，意思就是说耶稣是一个人，是神和人之间的唯一一个中保。
And what about the Holy Spirit?
那圣灵又如何呢？
Either it is not mentioned, or the Spirit simply means God himself.
一是呢，他就没有提到了，或者呢，灵呢，其实即是神本身。
The Spirit is not a person distinct from God.
灵并不是神以外的另一个人物，另一个个体。
I'll come to my final part. How should we understand the expression the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit then?
我来到最后个点了。咁圣经有时提到圣父、圣子、圣灵，咁又点样去理解呢？
For those of you who have been to any baptism, you will hear someone is being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
假如你们要参观过洗礼，那你就一定听过我现在奉父子圣灵的名为你施洗。
Of course, this is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28 and verse 19.
当然这句说话是取自马太福音的28章的。
Why Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit?
为什么父子圣灵都提到呢？
I'll first mention two wrong understandings.
我首先想讲解一下两个错误的误解。
First, if the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is understood as the Trinity, that would be one wrong understanding.
第一，假如父子圣灵被理解为三位一体，那就是错了。
What does Trinity mean?
三位一体是什么意思？
It means the one God is composed of three distinct persons.
就是这个神呢，其实是三位个体组合来的。
And these three distinct persons are equally God.
而三位呢，都是同等的神。
But for some inexplicable reason, these three are not three gods, but one God.
但出于一些解释不到的事情呢，总之这三位神呢，就不是三个神来的。就是组合成一个神。
So three gods and yet not three gods.
所以一方面又是三位，但是另一方面又不是三个神。
This is the doctrine of the Trinity.
这个就是三位一体论。
Based on the Bible, this understanding is wrong because only two characters are involved, not three.
按照圣经的教导，三位一体论是错的，因为其实只有牵涉两个人物，不是三个。
When the Bible says Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is simply the Father.
当圣经讲到父子圣灵呢，其实呢个灵呢都系讲紧父本身啫。
There are no three persons involved.
系冇三个人嘅，唔牵涉三个人。
A second wrong understanding. Trinity means that the one God exists in three different modes.
第二个错解呢，就系话呢一位神三种唔同嘅形态出现。
Think of ice.
譬如冰。
If you melt ice, it becomes liquid water, but it's still H2O.
如果你融咗块冰，咁佢就变咗水咯。但系佢化学结构都系一样嘅 H2O.
If you heat up the water longer, it becomes water vapor, but vapor is also H2O.
如果你将呢啲水烧咧，就会变成蒸汽啦。但系蒸汽化学结构都系一样嘅 H2O.
There's a second theory that says one God appears to mankind in three different modes.
所以有另一个理论咧，就话呢位神啊，有三种形态出现，或者用以三种形态嚟存在。
This understanding of the Trinity is also wrong.
嗱，呢一种理解咧都系错嘅。
Because when the Bible says Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, it refers to two distinct characters, not one.
因为当圣经讲到父子圣灵，系讲紧两个个体，唔系讲紧一个。
It's not talking about one character who appears in three different modes.
唔系话讲紧一个人物系三个形态出现。
What is the right understanding?
咁正确嘅理解应该系乜嘢呢？
Well, let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28 and verse 19.
我哋翻去马太福音廿八章睇下，廿八章嘅十九节。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
廿八章嘅十九节，所以你们要去使万民作我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
By the way, if you search through the entire Bible, you will find only this one place where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit appears together in one sentence.
成本圣经呢度系唯一嘅一处，你能够揾到父子圣灵系同一句里边出现。
And what does this mean?
咁又意味住乜嘢呢
？It means three things.
佢意思咧就有三方面。
First of all, about Jesus, the Son.
首先就系关于子耶稣。
Jesus, the man, is a unique work of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣作为子呢，佢系父神嘅独特嘅工作。
In mankind, you cannot find another human being as unique as Jesus, the man.
喺人类当中，你再揾唔到另外一个人咧，系好似耶稣一样咁独特、咁超凡嘅。
Because in a unique way, God's Spirit lived inside the man Jesus.
因为喺好独特嘅情况之下，神嘅灵住喺耶稣嘅里面。
And through Jesus, God was speaking to people at that time.
当时神系通过耶稣去向人嚟到讲说话。
That's why the words that come out of Jesus' mouth are very unusual.
所以咧，出自耶稣嘅口嘅教训嘅说话咧，系好唔寻常嘅。
If you're interested, and compare the words from the mouth of Jesus with the words of Confucius, for example.
如果你有兴趣嘅话，比较一下耶稣所说嘅话，譬如同孔子所说嘅话有咩分别
？Or compare with the words of Plato, for example.
又或者咧，将耶稣所说嘅话跟柏拉图所说嘅话作一个比较。
Through Jesus, God was calling man to be reconciled to Himself.
神系通过耶稣向人嚟呼唤嚟同我和好啦。
The invisible God, the one God who is above all, was inside the man Jesus.
眼见唔到嘅神就系呢个一神，系超越一切之上，就住喺耶稣嘅里面。
That's point one.
呢个就系第一点。
Point two.
第二点。
And through studying Jesus in the Gospels, you are able to know not only Jesus, but through Jesus, you can come to know about God the Father.
藉住研读喺四福音里边记载嘅耶稣嘅生平，你就能够唔单止认识到耶稣，你亦都可以通过耶稣认识到神。
And this special effect of the Bible study is a working of the Spirit.
咁呢一个查经文里边你所经历到嘅感受咧，亦都系神嘅灵喺度活动。
Point three.
第三点。
And all these three points explain the meaning of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
以上的都是可以解释到父子圣灵的意思。
At baptism, when a person commits herself to follow Jesus' way, the Spirit of God will unite that person in an eternal covenant to God.
在浸礼的时候，当一个人他是决心去跟从耶稣的道路，咁神嘅灵咧就会将呢一个人咧联系到同神一齐立一个永远嘅约啦。
The result is that by the Spirit's working, God the Father, Jesus the Son can be near the people at all times.
咁结果咧就系靠住神嘅灵嘅工作，父神子耶稣就系能够时时刻刻都同呢啲人同在。
That's why in verse 20 he says.And I will be with you always to the end of the age.
所以第二十节就讲到，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
To put it simply for you, the correct understanding of this expression is this.
又为到大家讲简单啲，正确嘅理解咧系咁样。
Through knowing and following Jesus, you can now come to God the Father, and all this is made possible by the Spirit's working.
就是通过耶稣，就是通过认识耶稣，跟从耶稣，你现在就可以来到父神的面前，这些一切都是神的灵的工作。
This is the correct understanding of Matthew 28 verse 19.
这个就是马太福音28章19节的正确理解。
So in summary, there is no teaching of the Trinity inside the Bible. There are only misunderstandings of isolated texts.
所以总结一下咧，就系喺圣经里头咧就冇提到三位一体呢个论点嘅。其实咧，只系不过个别嘅经文里边咧，人系错解咗。
I must come to a conclusion.
咁我要总结一下啦。
In teaching about the Holy Spirit of God, I hope you have learned something important.
讲到关于神嘅灵，我希望大家可以学到一啲重要嘅课题。
The purpose of this lesson is that together in the days to come, we can feel and know more.About the movements of God's Spirit.
今日呢一课嘅目的喺嚟紧嘅日子，就系我哋一齐能够感应同埋去认识到多一啲关于神嘅运动。
Let us close in prayer.
我哋一齐结束祈祷。